While some cities put up cameras at traffic intersections to spot motorists speeding through red lights, Springfield, Massachusetts has put cameras in trees to catch people illegally dumping tires, mattresses, appliances, and garbage bags. City officials gathered Tuesday at Loon Pond, once a notorious illegal dumping site, to announce plans to double the number of locations that will be monitored continuously by motion-triggered cameras as part of an ongoing campaign against blight. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the hidden camera program that started in the summer of 2014 will remain a priority for his administration.
And again, this is sending the message that we're going to continue to be vigilant when it comes to illegal dumping, which is just being so disrespectful to the area of the city where it's being done.
The city's Parks Department plans to install a pair of cameras at a total of 10 locations that will not be publicly disclosed. Each camera setup costs about $800. The cameras can record at night and in daylight. A special unit of the Springfield Police Department, responsible for enforcing ordinances against litter, excessive noise, and other nuisances, tracks down the alleged illegal dumpers through license plate numbers and other clues found in the surveillance photographs. 9 people have been issued citations for illegal dumping based on the hidden camera evidence in the last 8 months. Each violation carries a $300 fine, and the city can also assess the cost of the cleanup, according to Police Department spokesman Sergeant John Delaney, who also heads up the ordinance squad.
These camera pictures are great. It does a great job for the officers. It's a great tool. But I'll tell you what, if you're not on camera and you're dumping somewhere, these officers go through it with gloves. They look for evidence. They find out who the stuff belongs to, and you will get a violation. It costs a lot of money, $300 for the violation, and you have to pay for the cleanup. If you're going to dump anything, don't do it in Springfield. I'll tell you right now, because you're going to get fined or you might get arrested.
Brian Santinello, chairman of the Springfield Parks Commission, said illegal dumping has been a widespread problem in the city's parks for years.
But this is something we will not tolerate. We want a nice city. We want a clean city. And these people shouldn't be doing this. It's just outrageous, and it won't be tolerated.
The hidden camera program was praised at Tuesday's announcement by neighborhood activists and members of Keep Springfield Beautiful, a group that organizes volunteers for an annual trash cleanup. Paul Martin, secretary of Keep Springfield Beautiful, said volunteers on multiple occasions have cleaned up the wooded area around the boat launch at Loon Pond.
Tires, pieces of furniture, TVs, that kind of thing is what people mostly throw away. Bulk items that they don't want to pay the extra few bucks to get rid of properly.
Officials stressed Springfield offers residences a bulk waste pickup service through the Department of Public Works. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.